Now, Jerry, you do not treat cancer, do you?
That's correct.
Well, tell me why not.
Well, a variety of reasons, but anyone who treats cancer in this country and doesn't follow the traditional way of doing it is certainly going to have all sorts of grief from the from official medicine.
Well, that's true.
Isn't it true, Dr. Tennant, that it's against law to treat cancer with anything except radiation and chemo and surgery?
Well, I don't know that there's a law on any book that you can go read, but de facto, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
They want you to try the chemo or the radiation, and they don't want you to experiment with anything else.
Well, you can see that that's the case because our FDA requires what's called a double-blind placebo crossover study for all of the new drugs approved, with the exception of cancer. So if I have a new diabetes drug, I have to give that drug to half of the people and a placebo to half the people and then switch. But the FDA will not allow such studies to be done for cancer. So we are never able to compare chemotherapy with other types of things, so the FDA won't allow it.
Now, Jerry, tell me the difference between the biomodulator and the biotransducer.
Well, the biomodulator is the power system that puts out frequencies that are the type of frequency that will resonate with the cell membrane and thus transfer the electrons. And it does it by having an electrode on the back that you simply press onto the tissue over these bioterminals that I was telling you about, that I showed you where they were.
Right.
Now, if you think about, let's think about the door that goes into your office there. If I put an electrode on both sides of your wooden door, nothing's going through. It won't measure anything because it's wood.
Right.
If I shine a light on it, it won't go through. But if I put a magnet on each side of the door, those two magnets will stick to each other, won't they?
If it's strong enough, sure.
Yeah, right through the door.
Yeah.
So what the biotransducer does is it creates a magnetic field. And the reason that's important is because wherever in the body the voltage is low, it's also creating a magnetic field. So you can find the areas that are low voltage and thus not functioning by simply identifying the magnetic field. So if I have a magnet in my right hand and a magnet in my left hand and I run my hands close to each other, you'll feel them grab, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do that with a biotransducer. You simply run it over the body, and when you get over an area that has low voltage and is thus sick, you'll feel it stick to it.
Really? Okay.
And then you just hold it there, and the magnetic field puts the biomodulator frequencies through that magnetic field, just like it does through your door, down deep into the tissue. And then as soon as the voltage is up to normal, the magnetic field in the tissue disappears, and you'll feel it release. And so it's it's more efficient way, and it also helps to get things deeper. So, for example, it's my favorite way of treating brains and hearts and, deep back pains and that sort of thing, because you can get the electron transfer so much quicker than you can through the acupuncture meridians.
Have you done any studies, blind studies yet with this?
Well, we currently have a pain study being performed at one of the major Army hospitals. That study is expected to be finished in the next month or so. There was a pain study done with at the University of Louisiana that's been published showing the pain. And, of course, the FDA has already looked at the device and said that it's useful for chronic intractable pain and postoperative pain.
I mean, we don't want you to go the way of Royal Rife.
Right.
They tend to go after people who come up with novel ideas.
Well, the device is has been evaluated by the FDA, and we have their certification for what I just mentioned. And of course, it's always difficult to change any paradigm in any field. And of course, what we're talking about here is a totally different way of thinking about things, isn't it?
Sure is. Now, Mark, what is it about the thyroid that, you know, is really like the power plant of the body.
It's responsible for close to 90% of the energy production in the body. One of the things I'm most proud of was having read 100 years worth of thyroid research. I heard a lecture about mitochondria, which are the little cellular things in the body that produce most of the energy. There are hundreds or thousands in every cell that produce the energy. And when I heard a lecture about mitochondria, it was the same thing I'd been reading about on low thyroid. And Dr. Tennant said he just about fell out of his chair when he read my book on the research on mitochondria, because that and low thyroid are one and the same. Animals and their whole biochemistry departments devoted to the study of mitochondria and all sorts of diseases of aging and illnesses are now attributed to mitochondrial disease. But that is simply hypothyroidism. And I'm very pleased that Dr. Tennant picked up the ball and ran with it, because I think I have the best research scientist on the planet on my side now. And he is telling me how the thyroid works these days. And I'm very grateful that he keeps me apprised of all the things that he learns, because I need to go study with him every 3 to 6 months to catch up with everything he's figured out.
Keep tuned up, huh?
Yeah, he's really incredible, and I'm very proud to be a part. My third time down there to study, he has something, I'm not sure, I didn't see in his latest workbook, but he had something called the Tennant Rules, at least when we started studying with each other, and it doesn't matter what's wrong with your body, if you follow his set of rules, you get well. And about my third time down in Dallas to study with him, his nurse greeted me at the door when I came in and said, "Dr. Starr, you made the rules." So I was very proud of the fact that I was on the list of, you know, treating, replacing thyroid and iodine